Governor Jerry Brown and the oil industry are both pushing to preserve California's struggling cap-and-trade program, but that will require support from Democratic lawmakers who have doubts about the program. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has more.
Under cap-and-trade, companies can purchase credits that authorize their emissions, but sales have faltered. The program expires in 2020 and faces a legal challenge from businesses. Brown wants a supermajority of lawmakers to pass an extension that could also nullify the lawsuit.
I don't think people understand that if you don't do cap and trade, you just order, command, reduce greenhouse gases, take that machine and run it less, or don't run it at all. I don't think people want to do that.
The passage of new, more stringent climate change goals last year means without cap and trade, air regulators could just tighten emissions limits. The oil industry says meeting those new goals, which it opposed, requires cap and trade.
It's the only path.
Western States Petroleum Association President Kathy Rehise-Boyd says the ability to swap credits and buy offsets creates needed flexibility for businesses.
There is no other way to even think about meeting these aggressive targets without some kind of cost containment measure like the trading part of cap and trade provides.
But a growing faction of lawmakers have signaled they're dissatisfied with the hands-off nature of the program.
We have done a lot to reduce carbon emissions, but it hasn't been equitable across the whole state.
Democratic Assemblywoman Christina Garcia is demanding more direct intervention in disadvantaged communities that have poor air quality. The oil industry will oppose new regulations. Rehise-Boyd suggests instead using cap-and-trade revenues to fund air quality projects in low-income communities. But much of that money is tied up in projects backed by the governor and legislative leaders, including high-speed rail. Without a deal that works for all factions, it's unlikely a cap-and-trade extension can receive the two-thirds vote it'll require. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.